This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. We start this edition of the Week in Philly with the biggest global story that ended up becoming incredibly local.
La pace sia con tutti voi.
On Thursday, the papal conclave decided on a new pope. Then we learned that the man chosen to be the new pope, then Cardinal Robert Prevost, was born in Chicago. So for the first time, the pope who has taken the name Leo XIV is American. And then we learned...
My classmates and I spent a whole month over in Italy. He took us out for pizza and beer right off of the piazza. I had pizza and beer with the future pope.
He graduated from Villanova in 1977. For more on this, let's bring in Villanova alum and our own Ian Bush. And Ian, didn't see that one coming, did you?
Yeah, not only a Villanova alum, Matt, but 6 degrees of separation from the Pope. I lived in the same dorm in St. Mary's Hall my freshman year as the Pope did his first year. But yeah, right, on White Smoke Day, I was out to lunch, finally pulled my phone out to see 96 literally 96 text messages, most of them saying some form of Villanova Pope in all caps, and trying to wrap my head around the news because, as you say, an American has never really been seen as a serious contender for Pope. The U.S. already has so much global influence. Let's give somebody else a turn. And in a way, the cardinal electors did do that. Robert Prevost, now Pope Leo, has dual U.S. Peruvian citizenship. They've called him the least American of the American cardinals. But come on, once you've lived in Delco, and the Pope did in the mid 70s when he was a student at Nova, he mowed the lawn at St. Denis in Havertown. Once you have lived in Delco, Matt, are you really from anywhere else when it comes down to it?
Absolutely amazing. So how did this land with people you know in the Villanova community?
We have never shared more memes in the group text. Photoshopping the Villanova V into Leo's XIV Roman numerals, the Pope's head on Chris Jenkins' body as he shoots the buzzer-beating three in the 2016 National Championship. A lot of people comparing this to those three titles the Wildcats won on the basketball court. Of course, there is really no comparison, but I think it's a matter of trying to describe, to quantify an intense pride in something, something you simply by association, you feel like you're a part of. Sure, Harvard has some presidents, but we have the Pope. Villanova has the Pope. We don't know how he's going to lead the church. We might be in disagreement with him on major issues. But right now, all that matters is that he's a Villanova and he is the Pope. And I think, too, he feels so accessible. The Augustinians I spoke with, the priests and brothers of Villanova, I heard from some current students who got to work with and learn from him. They all call him Father Bob.
And I have to say, to your point about the group text, social media was exquisite on Thursday once this broke.
Twitter was made for.
Exactly. It really was an incredible couple of hours there.
Yeah, I spoke with a number of top school officials after the election. They said this is already much bigger than the attention they got after the national championships. Truly global. You had Father Peter Donahue, Villanova's president. He was on the Today Show on Friday. How about this? You have a Villanova Pope who's from Chicago, named the same day Villanova's president is in Chicago launching a capital campaign. You cannot write that script. Villanova, of course, is going to hope this means more interest from donors. They're in the middle of a $1.25 billion fundraising effort. But I would also not be surprised if Nova sees an enrollment boost because of what's now their most famous alum. Can we now get a papal visit to campus? We'll take a papal shout out, even a papal peace sign, which, of course, we would take as a Villanova V because that's what it really is. Father Bob has thrown his V's up in the past, as we say. So, yeah, let's see it again as Pope.
Big five doubleheader at the Palestra with the Pope in attendance. I mean,
I'm there for it.
Thank you very much, Ian. KYW's Ian Bush joining us. We are just getting started on the week in Philly. We will have much more coming your way right after this. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.